I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Mary Dowling. She's CEO of UP Beacon House. That's a hospitality house located in Marquette. And we talked about their capital campaign that they've started that's looking to raise about $6 million to build a new Beacon House facility next to the new UP Health System's Duke LifePoint Hospital being built in Marquette. Here's more on that effort with UP Beacon House CEO Mary Dowling.
Here's what happened. Just, it's kind of helpful to hear the history. So there's always been these wonderful special rooms inside the hospital called the hospitality rooms, and we've been managing those for about 4 years now in conjunction with Beacon House. So what we do is when someone has a really critical situation where you just do not want to leave your loved one's side, but you've got to get a couple hours of rest, you've got to take a shower, you've got to get a cup of coffee, that sort of thing. These hospitality rooms inside the hospital are so important. So fast forward, the hospital announces they're going to build this new beautiful hospital. Everybody's excited, but in my mind, I'm a little scared because there won't be these hospitality rooms in that new hospital, and Beacon House will be 15 blocks away. So I drove it myself 1,000 times, the fastest route I could take, and I just know that our guests from Engadine and Mohawk and Newberry, Ironwood, a lot of them are very, very frightened driving around Marquette. Too far away is just too far away. So we started surveying, asking people, would that be okay? Would you still want to stay at Beacon House? And the answer came back every time, I'd probably just stay in my car. Okay, we can't have that. We can't have people sleeping in their cars. When you have someone in the hospital who's sick and is critical, they need you healthy. They need you strong. They need you full with all your faculties. Mm-hmm. And that is one of the things that we do.
We're talking about the capital campaign. You're looking to raise money now because the new hospital is not going to have those rooms we were just talking about, the hospitality rooms in those.
Right.
The facility now, which is still a great and usable facility.
It's a beautiful building.
Is not right there. So if you're staying there and you get the call, it's still going to take you a little bit of time to get to the new hospital. So it's imperative now to build this new facility. But as I've been saying all along, when people that I talk to, takes money and you've got a campaign started.
We do. Now, the craziest estimate is $6.4 million to build a 60-room, brand-new Beacon House, state-of-the-art, from the ground up. It makes total sense. Steve Mariucci is our capital campaign chair. He has actually flown us out to California to a Ronald McDonald House that's right by where he is. We've toured that. We've learned all of the best practices from them on what it takes to do the very best job. We're committed to that. Of that $6.4 million, I am very confident that about $2 million of that we can get in donated services, furniture and fixtures. The Ronald McDonald House people have shared with us where to get our mattresses and our headboards and our, you know, lots of different things that, you know, your faucets and your sinks and all of that good stuff. So now we're only down to $4 million, which I think we can get a naming opportunity for a major corporation for $2 million from there. Now we're down to $2 million, $2.4 million. And when you start looking at different grants and things that we're looking into that are bricks and mortar, what we're probably going to look for from the people of the Upper Peninsula is about $2 million across the UP over the next 5 years. It's a 5-year pledge. You do not have to give us all the money right up front, which is awesome. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be traveling around the UP for the next couple months and going to every Rotary Club, Kiwanis Club, Exchange Club, church group, wherever you are. If you have more than 3 people gathering, we want to be invited. And we're going to come and tell our story. And if you have a connection to Beacon House, if you understand what we do because maybe someone that you know has stayed with us or you've stayed with us yourself, we want to give you the opportunity to swipe your credit card one time on our website for $8. And then we just do that $8 times 60 months, and that's a $500 donation. Okay, so as small as $8, your name is going to be in the lobby of that brand new beautiful Beacon House.
Okay, let's give them the vital information for those that are listening this morning. Individuals, business owners, maybe if some of those millionaires and billionaires are listening.
We know you are.
Then how do they get a hold of you and get involved with the capital campaign?
I would love it if people just called me directly at Beacon House. My number is 906-225-7100. Any questions you have, I'm thrilled to answer those. If you'd like to invite us to present to your group, I would be so honored to come and share the Beacon House story and what we're trying to achieve.
There's also information you can find out at your website, which is
upbh.org, or upbeaconhouse.org. Both of them go to the same wonderful place. And we're working on getting all the information that you'd need right on there. About half of it's in there right now. The rest of it will be there by 5 o'clock today.
That's the comments of UP Beacon House CEO Mary Dowling. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.